Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The state of Michigan has just released information that for the 20th time in the past 29 years, its 2016 contribution to the public school employees' pension fund was less than the minimum amount required as calculated by the Office of Retirement Services. This was the seventh consecutive year where the actual pension contribution fell short of the minimum payment required. To be fair, last year's payment came within $4 million of the $2.3 billion contributions required. That is far better than 2013 and 14, when both payments were more than $500 million short. This pattern of underpayments is why this pension fund is now almost $27 billion underfunded, according to the latest calculations. How could this shortfall in funding happen? Part of it has to do with time lag. When the Office of Retirement Services initially projects the retired contribution, the experience record on which the amount is figured is already 2 to 3 years out of date. But I don't think that gets the government off the hook. Such a consistent pattern of error would normally result in making an offsetting adjustment to catch up in future years. That this never seems to happen indicates that the underfunding is almost certainly planned as a way to help pretend that the Michigan state government budget is balanced every year. As bad as all this news is, the rest of the story is worse. The lowest cost way to fund a pension obligation is to fully fund it every year for that year's accrued liability. That provides the assets to earn income over the years, which reduces the amount of needed contributions. If pension contributions are deferred, then the liability increases to cover the income that the pension assets did not earn. The state of Michigan is now having to pay double or triple what it would have if it had made the contributions when pension benefits were earned. In other words, the lowest cost action that the state could take today is to pay more than the minimum required pension contribution each year. Unfortunately, those are funds that the state government does not have. That's it for today. Tune in again next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.